Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Riggins, you and I are the only two peoples on the show who use artificial Christmas trees. How long does it take you to fluff yours?
About 20 minutes. Really? I don't do a good job. And I only do it for the part that you can see. It's in a corner, so I don't even bother with the back side.
Why bother with the back?
Ours, it's almost like once you get started, you can't stop because it's so obvious where you did stop. Yeah. And so it takes me forever.
It's the worst part.
And I mean, I'm a grade A fluffer. Too. I mean, I could make a living being a fluffer.
Yeah. Okay. But
it takes me a long time. It's
yeah.
a tedious process. I hate it. And I wish I could just take the tree every year and not even disassemble it and put it in a dustproof box and sit it somewhere, but I can't. I don't have that kind of storage area. I used to have a storage area in my old house that we, you know, that was back when Jody was putting trees in every room of the house pretty much. And we could just put all of them in there still intact.
But that one you had in your basement?
Yeah.
The old basement? Yeah.
Uh-huh. But this one, I got to take it down and put it back in that box. And it's such a pain. It gets worse every year trying to tape the box back up.
Yeah.
You know, because it never fits in there like it should. And that's why it takes me so long, you know, to fluff it.
You couldn't put it up in the attic or anything?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No, our attic's full of shit. Relatives, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I guess that's a benefit of getting a real tree is that you don't. One benefit, you don't have to fluff it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get cut up?
No, cut up.
Yeah. Like sometimes those little things are scraped. Like I have not cut, but it's like a scrape on your hand or whatever.
Yeah.
You're having to wrestle around with it too much.
I'm laughing, but I did just get cut up by a dandelion like last week.
So. A dandelion.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's been talking about this for three damn weeks about this damn dandelion.
I thought that was a joke yesterday when you brought that up. I didn't realize that was true.
How does a dandelion cut you?
I was pulling weeds, and dandelions are pretty. They got little. I think it was a dandelion.
Maybe I'm not sure what a dandelion is. I thought a dandelion was one of those things that has the little cottony top to it that you can blow off.
Yeah, but the base of it has like these, it's like a weed, you know?
So, yeah.
And there's like, I think it was a dandelion. I'm not really sure, but I was just pulling out a bunch of weeds and I caught one and it poked me right in the thumb and I'm feeling it a week and a half later.
Mm.
It's not stopping me from doing anything, but damn, I feel it.
Do you need to go to the doctor?
Huh?
You need to go to the doctor.
I might. I think I got poisoned.
Put a little Band-Aid on it just to keep it covered so it won't hurt anymore.
Is it worse than a paper cut?
No.
No?
No.
Ooh. You ever got a paper cut on your tongue? From licking an envelope?
No.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yep. I've done that before.
Yeah.
How fast are you licking?
But that's why I don't lick envelopes anymore.
Ace, you still lick envelopes? I used to like really, really get into it.
Peel them off of there.
Make sure it's extra sealed.
Ace, you lick an envelope like licking the bowl. After you finished ice cream.
Ew.
So seductively.
I've seen it before. It's disturbing.
The way that he licks the envelopes is disturbing?
Yes.
Ew.
Oh, we got to see it. Get an envelope. Get him an envelope.
What is your problem?
That's all I'll do.
You do more. I always thought you did more of a. You have not a cross. You go down.
You got a particular like that. Motion that you do.
Am I going something like that?
No. Oh, where's an envelope? Let me see it.
You gotta see
that. And that noise you just made. It happens every time.
He makes a noise.
How many envelopes have I had to lick? I mean, damn. That's why I say now they all peel now, you know.
Boy, what is you doing?
What are you? That's why envelope. He needs that throat coat. That envelope licking. Hey,
just lick the envelope, damn. I'm He's like, what you mean?
Trying to make that shit sexy, boy.
Doing the most. Oh my god.
Bring in one, Robert.
Come on.
I don't think we have any.
We don't have any.
We ain't sending nobody nothing.
That's true.
Especially
most of them peel now.
You got a manila envelope, too.
Yeah, and that don't make no sense to lick that.
Mm.
Oh, hold on. I think I found one.
You haven't been doing it in years.
Oh, it peels off.
Oh, okay.
That's a shame.
Damn.
What was that?
You broke the shelf? Oh, you threw something down. It went through the...
It went through the little...
Oh, damn, Rob.
I didn't think an envelope box would do that.
We have a little cabinet thing, and it's got a canvas. It's like little cubby holes that are made of canvas. And Rob just threw the envelope box through the canvas.
I kind of dropped it onto it. That's all I did.
Give it the people's elbow.
I don't know my own strength.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Anyway, back to Ace talking about licking envelopes.
I don't even know if they even sell envelopes. We have to lick them anymore.
What about stamps? You have to lick stamps?
No, still? No, they peel. Sticky.
They do.
You used to have to lick stamps?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would come perforated. You'd have to do the perforation, lick it, and stick it on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where the term lick it and stick it came from.
Yeah. Lick it and stick it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people that had to, do it a lot, they would take like a little sponge that would be damp and would sit in a little cup or whatever thing on their desk, and so they could just take it and dump it on their desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What I wish they would bring back is the seal, like how they used to do with letters back in the day with the wax. Yeah. I think that's
like, I saw so a thing badass. The other day that was talking about a unique individual gift you can give someone, and it was their own personal seal.
Yeah.
So they could put so when they sign letters or documents, but it was just cool to have, like kind of a cool thing that they were putting on cards and stuff that somebody had it. That they were showing that what a unique gift item that would be.
We're talking about something different than what a notary would use, right? Like the notary's.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a notary for narcissists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is my seal.
You're gonna be an important person to have that.
I want my name engraved on this paper. How much were they?
I don't know. I just saw them and thought, well, that's different. But where would you ever use that?
I used to like watching people on TV and movies and stuff that would do the ink stamp, and they do it fast on the different page, like flipping the pages and doing it. That was fun.
I used to think that was cool. My dad had one, a couple of them, at his office, and it would be like his name was on one. So when he had to go through papers, when they would, instead of signing, you just stamp all that stuff. Or when they did envelopes, it had one for the business, and you would had a little thing you'd flip open, and you had to get the ink on there, and pam. So you'd do all those at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom had a little stamp for her Avon business.
That was a whole thing for a while, having it, so you didn't have to write all that stuff out.
It was fun.
Did she go to people's houses selling Avon, or did they just buy Avon from her, like in her, didn't she cut hair and stuff?
Yeah, so that's where it started. Like the people that she knew that when she used to cut hair, she'd go to the beauty shops that and leave books there, and then whoever came could look through the book and order it from my mom. Or if she saw people in public, if she saw anything that she could talk about Avon with them, she would do it, and it was very embarrassing.
There was a lady, we had an Avon lady for years. I mean, a long time as a kid. She would come to the house, and my mom would get stuff from her, whatever. But I never knew that lady's name because I was probably six or seven when the first time I remember seeing her come to the house. Mm-hmm. And I can remember being maybe out of college, but I know at least in college, and seeing that lady in public, like at a grocery store or somewhere, and thinking, oh, that's the Avon lady. No idea what that lady's name was.
Yeah.
You're talking about this course of you know, 15, 18 years later, it's like, oh, it's the Avon lady. And you talk to her. No idea what her name was.
Was Avon back then kind of like how women now are having those, what those, not, there's not schemes, but what did you call
multi-level
them
today? Multi-level
marketing. Multi-level marketing. Yeah. Was it the same thing?
Yes. It was like Mary Kay, isn't it? Same as Mary Kay.
Yeah.
But I went to church with an old lady named Avon.
What?
Her name was Avon. Really? Yeah, so I guess that was an old school name before Avon became that, you know, big, yeah, well-known brand. But it used to be, and when we were little, the Avon lady would just go door-to-door. It was a door-to-door sales lady, yeah, selling makeup. She'd have a big case, big suitcase thing with her with all the different samples of lipsticks and all of that.
Yeah, there were a couple different times my mom had, like, a storefront.
Yeah.
So, like, it just said outside, come get your Avon here, and she had stuff in stock. And
that's pretty sharp, though. If she was a hairdresser, she could cut hair, and while they were waiting, have you any Avon products? Is my book right there.
Yeah, see,
I mean, no, that's easy money to make.
The Avon thing happened after she got arthritis and couldn't do the hair anymore.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So that was still her source for it, though, because, right, she knew all the people there.
Sure.
So they let her leave her books, which was still good for her.
Yeah. And then Mary Kay came along, and then they started, you know, feuding.
I thought Mary Kay was around the same time.
I don't know. Back when I was a kid, there was no Mary Kay lady. There were only Avon ladies.
Just an Avon lady.
Now, yeah, doing Tupperwares.
Yeah, Tupperware was a different deal. Now, I remember our Avon lady and the Tupperware lady got into a brawl in the front yard.
Where?
At my house. My mama said, I only got room for one salesperson today. And then one said, well, I'm always here. And the other one said, the hell you are. Next thing you know, there's makeup flying in the air and plastic bowls, you know, being hit over people's heads. It was crazy.
You lying.
It was a crazy ass cat fight.
That sounds hot.
Ram.
Avon ended up taking her, though.
Really?
Yeah. She sprayed her in the face with hairspray.
Take that, bitch.
Here's a free sample.
Tupperware tried to block it by putting a bowl over her face. We didn't make it in time. But, you know, Mary Kay gives us big prizes and stuff. I don't know if Avon does.
Avon has some okay prizes. My mom got some cool stuff.
Yeah, she didn't get a car, though.
No, like she did not get a car.
Mary Kay.
I always thought Avon was more just the straight-ahead sales. Like, you just, I don't know. I always thought they were structured differently. Like, Mary Kay was more of a multi-level thing, while Avon was just, you signed up and you sold the shit and they delivered it. You know what I mean?
They still got the old cologne that I used to get from Avon, Black Suede.
That mustache says Black Suede.
Good for you.
That mustache screams Black Suede, baby.
They also got Wild Country. Exploration is another one by Avon.
Do they still sell Skin So Soft bath oils and stuff?
That was the go-to thing. It has to still be.
Mm-hmm. Skin So Soft was it.
Yeah, and it had the three S's connected. Yep.
And that smell, in
the vertical.
I forgot about Skin So Soft. Damn. Mm-hmm.
You were like, came out of that bath oily, I felt like.
Oh, they do still got the Skin So Soft. I'm looking on the Avon website.
Mm-hmm.
Original bath oil.
Bath oil. Can you imagine what my skin would be like if I took a bath in bath oil? As oily as
you'd,
I am,
you'd fall. You'd slip.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to put on my clothes. It'd just be soaked all the way through.
They got rid of the cool logo with the S's.
They did.
It just, and now it says skin in big letters. So is really small, and soft in the same big letters.
Mm.
It looks more like it says skin soft now.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Why'd they change it?
I don't know. Crazy women. All right. Well, this has been fascinating.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin,
America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's TJ, and eating better just got easier, especially during the holidays. All thanks to Factor, America's top meal delivery service. Factor makes mouth-watering meals crafted by chefs and greenlit by dietitians, and all delivered to your doorstep. No grocery battles, prep, or kitchen chaos. With Factor, you have over 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, whether it's calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein plus, and more wholesome options. Everything's so easy, from calorie smart choices to protein pack powerhouses. Try delicious, dietitian-approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. So this December, let Factor help you eat smarter, save time and money by simply choosing your meals and enjoying fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Head to factormeals.com/ACETJ50 and use code ACETJ50 to get 50% off. That's code ACETJ50 at factormeals.com/ACETJ50 to get 50% off. It's factormeals.com.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.